Well, today, President Trump placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery.
Thank you for joining us as we honor the brave warriors who gave their lives for ours, spending their last moments on this earth in defense of this country and of its people. Words cannot measure the depth of their devotion, the purity of their love, or the totality of their courage.
Many are visiting national cemeteries today. Staying on Cape Cod, there's a tradition at the National Cemetery there that we feel a special connection to. Here's Here and Now's Alex Ashlock.
Hundreds of volunteers flock to this cemetery, as they do every year now, for Operation Flags for Vets. Before they fanned out across the rolling grounds, they got instructions about where to place the flags.
Okay. Do we put it in back of the stone?
No. So what happens is, actually, you have it right here. So in front of the stone, it's squared, right? And you put it right in front, right
in front of the center. So the name is here.
Right, and you'll be right center right there.
Okay, great.
And you'll see it.
Today we will place upwards of 70,000 flags, one on each grave of every soldier here.
A Massachusetts father, Paul Monty, started Operation Flags for Vets because he wanted to make sure that American flags would fly over all of the graves for the holiday.
Let all who gather here on these hallowed grounds remember that freedom is not free, that our freedom has been paid for by our soldiers in uniform who have sacrificed so much. Their blood, their sweat, their tears, and in many cases, their own lives.
Those lives include Paul's son, Jarrett, a soldier who was killed in Afghanistan in 2006. He's buried in Section 11.
Over there we had Sullivan over there.
Danielle Fetterman was nearby. She was with her young son and daughter.
I told them the real meaning of Memorial Day is to honor our men and women that have fought for us, that freedom isn't free, and we're to read each stone before we put the flag in and thank each one individually.
Paul Monty still drives the old pickup truck his son Jared drove before he was killed. A songwriter in Nashville heard an interview with Paul about his son and his truck on this program in 2011. She wrote this song, which was recorded by Lee Bryce.
I drive your truck.
On Saturday, Paul Monty proudly parked his son Jared's truck once again at the Massachusetts National Cemetery, and then he drove it home. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.
Sometimes I drive your truck. I leave that radio play, same old country station where you live.
Hope you're having a meaningful Memorial Day. It's Here and Now.
And you'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw.